Saturday, June 16th.
Gloom, despair, and ugly yard on me.
You know, I gotta wonder when Kyle's on hold and he hears things like that, he says, what have I gotten myself into? Right? Kyle Macy joins us now. Morning, Kyle. How are you?
Hi, Kyle.
Doing well. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. Kyle, you know the Carlton dance, don't you? You know what I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah, with the arms swinging one way than the other, yeah.
Yeah, from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Anne did not know it, and she just watched it on YouTube, and now she's been practicing.
I was cracking up. All right, now, assuming you heard the commercial right before you came on, I'm just wondering, does Kyle Macy have an ugly yard? Does he do yard work?
Oh, are you kidding?
I'm just wondering.
I do. No, I do. I cut my grass, although my daughter came over. I don't know if she felt sorry for me or what, but she came over and cut it for me the other day. But, yeah, it's kind of therapeutic.
I think maybe that's an advance payment on Father's Day or something.
There you go.
Maybe that's probably what you're
Well, Kyle, since
you're
right.
I never even thought of it.
Since you're one ahead, you can come down and mow mine.
Although, you know, it's funny because our backyard, it's not huge, but it's pretty good size. So we've got a riding mower.
Uh-huh.
And so starting out, I was doing like diagonals and all the different, like not like baseball fields, but you know, kind of designing stuff.
Yeah.
And so the last couple times I do the outline, but then I start. We got a tree right in the middle of the backyard, so I start on it and I just start doing circles. And it actually turned out pretty nice. I was kind of impressed with myself.
All right. Okay.
I thought
you know, at the U.S. Open tennis tournament now, sometimes when it rains, that's how they drive the course. They don't do long lines. They start in the middle and just do circles.
You know, I thought you were going to say you cut a big four into it or something just to, you know.
No.
No, okay.
But it does give you a thought, doesn't it?
You see it from the air.
Now, do I do the open top of the four or do I do a closed top of the four?
Ooh, okay. Well, it just depends on how creative you're feeling.
It just got too complicated for me, so you just do whatever. What's going on today? What have you got? What's in the world of basketball news?
Well, the Cavaliers went down 3-0 last night, and Cleveland lost at home. Doing an interview for part of our Wildcat UK Library Oral History with Jim Master today over at the King Library.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Be fun catching up. He had an interesting career, played with some outstanding players. You know, the one year he played, they had the front line, Sam Bowie, Melvin Turpin, Winston Bennett, Kenny Walker, Brett Barup. I mean, all those guys like 6'8", 6'9", or taller.
Wow.
Yeah. So, just been studying up on his career a little bit. So, looking forward to doing that. Tennis camp's going on right now. We're in the middle of relay races.
Wait a minute, what does that mean? We're in the middle of relay races at tennis camp?
Yeah, we're part of agility and, you know, coordination type things. So.
I thought you just went and hit the ball. I didn't know you had to work.
Oh, yeah, you got to have that footwork and the eye-hand coordination skills, those types of things.
See, that's why I could never do anything, Ann. I just thought you showed up and, like, shot the ball and stuff, and
well,
it doesn't work like that.
It, so. Yeah.
Have you heard any more out of the local Kyle Macy tennis camp that we're working on?
I have not, although I was with Connor Scott, who's from down that area, over the weekend. We were down at the Kentucky Senior Cup tournament, and we were talking about it. So
cool.
Details, they're still working on it. We'll get it going, so it should be fun.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
And we need to make, we need to make absolutely sure. We'll have to touch base with you, Kyle, to make sure you're coming down for the Ham Festival, because we've talked about that.
Right. When is that? I need to get that in my calendar.
October.
Yeah, I'll send you the dates.
Okay.
I don't.
October. Okay.
Yeah. And
hey, now are you going down? I know it used to be Sanford, what they call it now. It's called something else. But are you going down to Nashville this week?
I am actually. I went. Yes, I had to go yesterday to pick up some things. I'm working the Convention and Visitor Center's booth on Saturday and Sunday. So I'll be there. I'm not going.
Crazy as traffic is, I can't imagine this week what traffic's going to be like.
Well, the good thing about when I'm there early, so I'll be there like before the traffic really hits, and then I get out of town in the middle of the day. I'm not going to be there for any of the big shows at night or anything like that. But I'm looking forward to it. I've never been, and this way at least I'm in the air conditioning and working a booth, so I shouldn't be too bad. So,
right.
Well, and you don't know who you'll run into. Time.
Well, Kyle, you don't know who you'll run into. I might run into Steve Warren or say, hey, I know Kyle Macy, too. You know, and he'll say, who?
Tell him I said hello. Sawyer Brown, tell him I said hello.
Oh, so you're buddies with Sawyer Brown, too, huh?
J.P. Pennington with Exile. Tell him I said hello.
You know, they were at the Ham Festival last year. They were great.
Yeah, they are. He's a great guy. He's a heck of a golfer, too.
Is he wrong?
I saw him shoot a 66 once at the Green Bar. So,
no, we're talking.
It wasn't like he was making all kind of long putts. Everything was within 5-6 feet of the pin.
No, we are talking 18 holes, right?
Yeah, 18 holes.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
You know, the best I ever did, I shot a 69 once, and that windmill hole really tore me up. That's the one that got me. So. Kyle Macy, have a great weekend, my friend.
You too. Go Cats.
Go Cats.